Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
KFMC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John, no Lance. Cody Stutes in for Lance again today. Dell is here as well. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. We're talking about a Rockets win. How about that? See,
March to 60.
That was an odd. Did you see the line yesterday before the game?
It's Rockets 6, right?
Yeah. Would you have put the Rockets as a 6-point favorite before that basketball game?
Hell no.
No.
Especially when they were a big-time favorite to the Trailblazers earlier in the season, and Portland just smoked them. Just smoked them.
Now, it's the NBA, so it's, you know, it's crazy. All this stuff, everything about it. But that was pretty obvious that you really, the Rockets a 6-point favorite after losing in Dallas, after getting blown out how many times this year, after getting their ass handed to them in Portland, like you said. All of those things, that's exactly why you go with the Rockets, because you're like, it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. But then if you lose, you go, well, it didn't make any sense. What the hell am I doing?
Exactly.
Right?
It's probably a good thing I lost all my soccer bets yesterday, because if I'd had a little bit of extra jangle in my pocket, it probably would have gone against the Rockets.
Do you follow Jerry Bowe?
Yes.
And
yes.
What? Why? His picks lost yesterday?
Well, no, here's the thing. I don't play all of Jerry's stuff.
You play some of your own?
I'm just like, I'd like pick and choose, and then I'll kind of add some of Jerry's stuff to some of my stuff, and I lose.
Are you an idiot? Don't play your own stuff, you just play Jerry's stuff.
That's why I'm an idiot.
You just play Jerry's stuff.
That's why I'm an idiot.
Del, are you playing Jerry's picks?
I don't gamble.
Oh, that's so stupid. All right. Okay. That's ridiculous. What kind of life are you living? You don't drink, you don't gamble, you go home and take a nap.
It's a very relaxing one, actually.
What are you? I mean,
it's a life of comfort, John.
That's all you're about.
Comfort. I don't want stress. I got enough stress with my crappy ass team.
What stress do you have? What stress do you have? You don't have any kids. Your parents gave you a house. What stress could you possibly have?
I come from a single parent home, John. So parent. I come from a broken home. Parent gave me house.
Okay, so now that's it.
So that's my stress.
Hey, don't try to shame John.
Wait a minute. You still have both parents. What?
Single parent home.
That doesn't matter. You broken, still have both parents.
Broken home, John. I'm a product of a broken home.
Well, what about your dad?
All the more reason to start gambling and drinking.
What about your dad with his Russian mail order bride?
I had the shame
Didn't you live with them?
No, I had the shame of that, too, because I kept that from happening, remember?
Oh, that's right. That was your fault that didn't happen. What about, you know what your stress was? How about your tire yesterday?
Yeah, I was at a local establishment for over 3 hours.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Good thing you had a sports map article. That must be the greatest sports map article ever. You know how much time Raheel put into his?
You're making an assumption that a sports map article actually got written. So there you go.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's a mistake on your
part. Well, here's the deal. If you had 3 hours, you spent 2 hours and 55 more minutes than Raheel did putting his together.
Actually, even with Raheel's lack of care, he still spent more time on a sports map article than I did yesterday.
Oh, no. What?
Hey, man.
Well, what the hell did you do for 3 hours while you were sitting at NTB?
I got my nap in.
You got a nap in at NTB?
The shorter one, about 30 minutes.
On one of those hard chairs?
In and out. It wasn't a comfortable nap, but I was coming in and out.
Oh, my God. That is almost impossible to have. Listen, you're not committed to a nap, okay?
Yeah, you got
to
get yours got a nap in, or you fall asleep going down 45. So I got to make a choice.
Wait a minute. You would fall asleep. You're Gilbert? You would fall asleep while you're driving down 45.
I don't sleep well at night, so yeah. If the nap was didn't take place before 1 o'clock, which it did, I got my 30 minutes in, there's a chance I would have been – there's happened before, John, where I've traveled like half a mile and don't remember how I got from one spot to another.
Really?
Because my eyes have been closed.
Do you have narcolepsy or something? What's going on?
I just don't get a lot of sleep at night. That's all.
Why did it take 3 hours to fix a flat?
Well, I also did get an alignment done, so that still doesn't excuse it. I'm not sure why it took so long.
I would leave a Google review. I would say, this took far too long.
Yeah.
No, maybe the manager sends you a coupon.
Unlikely. Not at that place.
You didn't pull a, do you know who I am?
They'd be like, even if we did, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, we know who you are. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait like
we
everybody
have your name
else.
Right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know who you are.
So how that was an odd game yesterday, wasn't it? If you told me that the only starter for the Rockets that would be in plus minus, that would be plus in their plus minus, was a guy who shot 2 for 12.
Jesus.
I mean, honestly, P.J. Tucker, minus 17. Capella, minus 7. Harden, minus 15. Gordon, minus 5. Chris Paul, plus 8. He was 2 for 12 with 11 points. He did have 11 rebounds and 10 assists, which was nice. And how about 10 assists and 1 turnover? Maybe that's the difference. Only 7 turnovers for the game for the Rockets versus 14.
Portland's got to be looking around today and thinking to themselves, how do we lose to those guys? Like, they're in the middle of just stinking up the joint. How did we lose to those guys? Chris Paul did that. He shot 2 of 12 from the field. How did we lose to those guys?
Well, and the saving grace was the Rockets bench. Ennis was plus 15. Daniel House was plus 24. Nene was plus 14. And Crazy Gerald was plus 18. I mean, look at what they shot. Unbelievable. 1 for 1, 4 for 8, 5 for 7, and 5 for 6. What? 15 for 22. 15 for 22 off the bench.
This is totally fool's gold, though.
It was.
There's no way.
It's the worst bench. For them to do that, that's the irony. Rockets are 6-point favorites. Their whole starting rotation sucked. Was a minus if you add them all up, all together, 32, 39, 44, was minus 36. Their starting five was minus 36, and the Rockets won by 7 covered. That's unbelievable with the worst bench in the league.
There are gamblers all around basketball that are like, that's okay. The Rockets got me this time, but I'm going to nail them a few more times throughout the season. It's total fool's gold. What they did off the bench is not a recipe that they can replicate night in and night out.
No, no.
Night in and night out, they can't do that. So while it's nice that you avoided yet another loss and embarrassing yourself at home, well, that's fantastic. I'm not believing that you can do that night in and night out until I see this happen for 3, 4, 5, 6 games, or just like four out of six or five out of eight games. Because the bench is not going to do this every night.
What did you think of that big a deal that Eric Gordon started and Ennis came? And now Ennis has got a hamstring, so we'll see what happens with him. But that was like a big move. That was kind of a big deal before the game. Was it any? Does that matter?
That thing started ugly, though. Like,
yeah, I know.
It wasn't,
Eric Gordon's in the starting lineup. Oh, it's all. No, you're down 17.
Yeah, that thing started real ugly. So I'm glad they went ahead and started him, but it didn't seem like it did anything to spark it early.
Did I miss something? Did you watch the game? Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Dell, did you watch the game? Dell, are you paying attention to this? We're doing a show over here. Did you guys
I'm looking for sound, which you requested.
Oh, did you happen to hear the sound during the game? Did you hear it?
No, what was that?
The Spanish broadcast?
Oh, just pop up every now and then?
No, like for about 10, I don't know, about 5 or 6 minutes. Did this happen on anybody else's TV?
Are you sure you didn't just roll over?
No, honest to God, it wasn't Bill unless Bill turned into Spanish Milo. I don't know what the hell happened. My television, I don't know. Did this happen to anybody else? I don't know. I think it might have been the beginning of the fourth quarter. For about a 5, 6, 7 minute stretch, it was the Spanish version of the broadcast. Did this not happen to you?
No, this did not happen to you. Didn't happen to me.
Did this not happen to you, Del? Did you hear this?
Didn't happen to me.
Did you sit on the? Did
Maybe
you sit on
I
the
was
remote?
Having a dream in Spanish or something.
Did you sit on the remote to hit the sap button?
I didn't know. Well, did I?
You might have.
Did I?
You like accidentally? Were you flipping channels in the
is
breaks?
Is that a real thing that you can get the SAP?
The SAP button actually works.
It
yeah.
actually works that
no.
you can.
Yeah, it actually works.
Did this happen? This didn't happen to anybody else.
And then maybe you flipped. You flipped like a commercial. Okay, let me check something real quick. Like, let me see what's on NCIS New Orleans real quick, and then flip back. Like,
oh man,
did you actually hit the SAP button?
See, I didn't know. I thought, yeah, I don't.
You should just start hitting the SAP button.
On
different programs.
Maybe I should, so like, I can.
You're like watching the local news, see if the SAP button works, and then give you local news in Spanish.
Listen, I just think that. I screwed. I don't know. I did. I probably did that. That's probably what I did. If this didn't happen to anybody else, then I don't. Yeah, I'm not good with electronics anyway.
I feel like if that had happened to a lot of people, like we would have seen it on Rockets Twitter. Like that had been like,
yeah.
Oh, yo soy Rockets for 6 minutes or seis minutos. I guess is the way it would be.
Yeah, it would be seis minutos.
Seis minutos.
See, I don't. Okay, so that's what happened. Oh my God, I was like, hey. Man, they must have some really technical difficulties here, and it's not. It's the technical difficulty with my fat fingers, apparently. Okay, I hit the wrong button. Anyway, so but it was interesting to listen to it in Spanish. Anyway, because they go, mira la pelota está fuera de la, and Chris Paul. No, and and it's
that is one of the absolute best parts.
Yeah.
Of foreign commentary of any sport anywhere is. Foreign language, and then as plain as they can do, someone's name.
Yes, right.
James Harden.
Right. James Harden con la pelota. Mira. No. Chris Paul. What? Yeah. That's exactly how it is. That's exactly how it works. All right. Cody's in with us here on ESPN 97.5. We got some Texans to talk, Bill O'Brien, and we got some possible hockey news here, which will affect tens of people. I'm not sure how many people are going to be interested. And that's the question. I think here for the city of Houston, I don't know if I'm Tillman, if I'm going to do this. We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we got to talk about Mark Klein and the Christmas party. And I just tweeted out, you saw it. You saw the tray of food that Cobos Q is going to be displaying at the Christmas party. And go to my Twitter account. Cody was like, hey, that's really nice. I really like that. That's what's happening at our Christmas party. Those, quesadillas and tacos and man, does that look good. And they made the party. They really did. Lance tweeted that out. They made the party last year. They really did. If you're looking for a great time next Friday, we're going to be at Klein's. But here's the deal is now's the time to go there. Now's the time to get to Klein's Order what you need, what you need him to make. Order what you want for your bride or your girlfriend or both at Klein's Jewelries right now. Mark will get that job done, that pendant, that bracelet, that earring, that ring, whatever it is. Mark is going to do it, and he's going to do it at a better price. He just flat out does, and he does a great job. And oh, by the way, it's about guaranteed, because no matter when you bring it back, whatever you paid for it, Mark will remember how much you paid for it, and he'll give you a full refund in so you can put that towards something else that you want to buy from. So if you're looking for the best deal in jewelry, it's at Klein's Fine Jewelers, 5868 Westheimer. Go to kleinsjewelry.com. Go on by. It's Fountain View in Westheimer. We're going to be there. Acme Tent is going to be out there. We're going to be giving all kinds of great stuff away. It's the best party of the year. It's Klein's Christmas party next Friday.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, they took the pressure off. They won the game for it. So that's taking the pressure off. They turned it around. We're down 15, and they came in, and Nene and Daniel House, Gerald, put a lot of energy. Their defense was excellent. And, you know, obviously we'd like to have it every game, but we'll take as much as we can. And they can do that. They're good enough to be able to do that.
All right. That was Mike D'Antoni talking about his bench. And they did. They came in and won the game. Nene played well. It was funny. Nene comes in after Capella fouls out. And Bill Worrell goes, yeah, but he's already played 16 minutes. And Clyde goes, this is when it went back to English, because I understood what they were saying. I could understand for the most part what they were saying on the Spanish broadcast, but Clyde goes, yeah, I know, that's why he's fresh. And I think Bill was like, 16 minutes for Nene is a long time.
Yeah, it's tough. We won't see him again until February.
Yeah, right.
Gotta put him in the bubble wrap, man.
No, he's okay. It's James Ennis that's not okay. Nene's gonna hopefully be fine. I hope you're not right about that. Hey, because he did. He came in and did a nice job.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's probably one of the most frustrating things about what the Rockets run into on a semi-consistent basis is you run into teams where Nene can help you.
Yeah,
against a lot of what these opposing teams will throw at you, he just can't play that much, or you're going to use him up, and he's going to be spent by the time actually need him.
Right. Not everybody has big, slow guys like Nurkic and Myers Leonard, so you're not going to be able to play Nene all the time.
Sure.
Right. But I mean,
if Golden State, you know, if you match up with Golden State in the playoffs, okay, if they're going to throw Boogie Cousins out there, all right, well, you're going to need Nene to go out there and bang with them for 10, 12 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
He'd probably a better option than Capella, truth be told, because he can bang.
Cousins will floss his teeth with Capella.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. He looked fat in that warm-up video the other day. Cousins?
Right. And Capella can run by him, so there's that. So on the other end, he can run by him. But anyway. The Rockets with a win yesterday at home, which is nice, seeing as how they, you know, usually get blown out there, and it's everybody's disappointed when they're leaving, and which will lead to fewer and fewer people going to games, which will lead to less and less money for Tillman Fertitta, which will lead to, you know, him not very happy with the organization and having to everybody losing their jobs and everything else. But I just hate to see Tillman go bankrupt. This is something I don't want to see. He's been a wonderful businessman. And now this, he says Mark Berman, NHL sources say Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta has met with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman about potential of bringing the NHL to Houston. Fertitta has had preliminary talks about buying and relocating the Arizona Coyotes to Houston. Nothing on that happening now. No decisions close. When contacted by Fox 26 Sports, Fertitta declined comment, as did Rockets CEO Tad Brown. I just hate to, somebody said here, So first, Chase said, I'd buy hockey season tickets the day they went on sale here. I'd love for it to come. It's just, yeah, you would, and about 14 other people.
You know what? All the people, hockey, if we had hockey and you used to buy season tickets. No, you wouldn't. You would not buy season tickets because you would get to the website and you'd click on season tickets and then you'd be like,
wow,
my goodness, huh? that's
expensive.
That's how much those are. And you got to think about the team they're moving to. If he's going to buy the Arizona Coyotes, you hate those Oakland A's late starts, those Mariners late starts, those Angels late starts for the Astros. West Coast hockey. So you're going to have like 8 o'clock starts on all these West Coast hockey games. 9 o'clock starts.
Yep.
Like, no. Hockey in Houston is the most hipster thing going right now. Everybody's got a, hockey, it'd be great. Yeah, no, Houston could support it. No, I'd buy season tickets. Shut up, hipster. No, you wouldn't. It's the most hipster thing in the world to support the idea of hockey to Houston.
Well, I know Chase. He's not hipster. And some people would. You know what? Some people would. Some people. You know what? I think it would be, though, I do think, you can't compare the Arrows because it was minor league hockey, and we're not a minor league city, so we reject that. So that's something that is difficult to compare. But are we a four? And you know what? We're growing, and we've got more. I mean, we're the fourth largest city in the country. Of course, we have more area than everybody else does. But I don't know that we're a four-sport town. Unless you – see, if you're not a very good team, we tend to not support you very well. If you're a really good team – other than the Texans – even their two-win seasons, people would go out, and they've got a waiting list and everything else. But that's different. That's the NFL. That's a different ballgame. The NHL, man, I don't know. I know this. When the team is good and you get to playoff hockey, the excitement, the crescendo is tremendous. Look at Nashville with what they did. Look at Vegas. Vegas, though, is starving for pro teams, and that one went all the way to the finals, and it was, obviously pretty damn exciting for them. When Dallas, when they got their team from Minnesota, and they went and won it early on, that was exciting. I don't know, though, year by year after year, if you're in mediocre teams, whether or not you're going to get all that support here. I just don't, because it's not, we haven't grown up. I've been doing this, I don't know how long, and I've never been in a hockey city. I grew up in a hockey city, and I've never been in a hockey city since then. And I don't know that you can just go from 0 to 60 on hockey. I just don't know that that's possible in a city that's never had it, that doesn't know. I mean, honestly, Dell, name every guy you know in the NHL.
Well, Crosby, Malkin, Ovechkin, who else is in the league that pops to mind? Getzlaff, Corey Perry. I don't know. I mean, I could start.
There are more, but it's not like
it's Backstrom still with the Caps.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to watch a Caps game. I really would. Here's the deal: like any other sport, just name anybody in the entire league. You could name. Hundreds.
Man, I grew up in a place that was, I guess, excited for hockey because I grew up during when the Mighty Ducks came out. Now the Kings are already on board, but as a kid who grew up watching Disney movies, I was excited when the Ducks came to town. They were my team when I was in Southern California. So that was a place that you wouldn't think would have an appetite for it. The Disney tie-in helped with the kids, but that's a franchise that's won a Stanley Cup since their inception. Has been to another, so I guess it can happen. But that was at a point where LA was losing, the Southern California area didn't have football, I think, or was just about to lose their football team. So there was kind of a void. They had baseball and basketball, but they weren't a four-sport town, I don't think, when the Ducks came, I think. So I'm not sure. Do we have the appetite to – we don't even have the appetite to show up the Rockets games.
When they're good. People right. Show up late and don't show up to Rockets games when the Rockets are good. They were in the middle of a historic run for that team last year, and you regularly had empty seats through the duration of the game. This hockey team that you're getting sucks. Like if you buy the Coyotes and move them, the Coyotes suck. Like, you don't get to start from scratch like the Golden Knights did and maybe get lucky. No, the Coyotes stink. Like, they're bad. They haven't... I went and looked at their record because I don't know anything about the Coyotes. They haven't made the playoffs since 2012. And playoff hockey is supposed to be like the golden grail, like the holy grail. Game 7 in playoff hockey. Yeah. Well, they don't make the playoffs, so you don't get that. You're not having that here in Houston. You don't get playoff hockey.
Well, unless you get people. Now, somebody says, and I don't know. Come on, man. They're moving to the Central in the Western Conference. When they move over, there would still be a bunch of Pacific games, but if they're not in the Pacific Division where you play more people, then I guess Colorado would move over to the Pacific and Houston would move into the Central, which would make it better because you'd be in with Chicago, St. Louis, Minnesota, Dallas, Winnipeg, and Nashville. So I guess that would make it better as far as starting times went. You'd still have your West Coast because you're in the Western Conference. You still have your West Coast games. Obviously, you'd have your East Coast games too.
What TV are they going to play on? You think Root's shelling out money for that?
Well, they'll go on AT&T. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because Tillman's got a deal with it, and they would work out absolutely they'd work out a deal with that.
Okay. Well, it'll be great watching the 14 people behind the glass.
Well, here's the thing is we do have a lot of East Coast and Northern transplants. So the new NHL to Seattle, so Arizona's in the Central Division. If they did move Arizona's in the Central Division anyway. If they move, Colorado's not moving over. Somebody else is moving over.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the case may be.
After Seattle starts, apparently, is when this thing goes. It's going.
Okay.
So, yeah, Seattle didn't go till 2020.
So whatever the case may be, whether or not I'm not convinced.
I don't care when the game starts. No one's going. No one's buying tickets. No one's buying private boxes for this.
I will tell you this: it's the most expensive sport for fans, and because it's awfully, awfully expensive. The players are awfully expensive. The tickets are even worse than NBA tickets.
You ever looked into hockey fan gear? You know, get one of those cool hockey jerseys?
They're not called jerseys.
Sweaters. Cool.
And I'll tell you this.
I'm not doing this lingo crap. I did it with soccer people. I'm not doing this crap. I'm going to call it jerseys, and I'm going to call them cleats. I'm not calling them boots.
Well, they're no...
You know?
No, they're called skates.
Just call them skates, Tony.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, when soccer got started to pop up in America, people are like, oh...
Well,
they're kits.
We like
they're
to call
you don't
kits,
call it the pitch.
Kits and pitches.
You don't call it the pitch.
No, it's a field.
And no, it's a pitch.
It's a field.
And you've also got nil.
Yeah, nil. Zero. You don't say zero. You never say zero. You say nil. Okay, one nil because there's no one scored more than one game in one goal in a game in soccer history.
That's not really true.
That is kind of true.
No, not true. You say goalkeeper. I don't believe you say goalie either. I think you say goalkeeper.
If Houston gets a hockey team and they call them the Oilers, I'm in. I've never been to a hockey game. You just want to go to an Oilers game.
You want
okay.
a Columbia blue color
Seattle,
scheme.
There's already an Oilers.
Okay. Seattle, the expansion team, is going to the Pacific. Listen, you can't blame any of us. No one – here's the deal. And like I said, I have stopped – I mean, I stopped paying attention to hockey since I was a kid because I've never been in a hockey town. And so I'll watch NHL. And, oh, by the way, it is – Hockey Live is tremendous. Hockey on television is something that is it's very difficult because you don't see the puck nearly as well. I will say this, though. The most exciting game to attend is hockey. And like you talk about the sweaters, everybody has one. Everybody. It's almost like going to a North Dakota State game. Did anybody watch North Dakota State on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, the Fargo Dome.
Man, I want to tell you something. Dallas people, I was up there last year. I went to a game up there last year. There is not a person in that town that doesn't have a North Dakota State yellow or green sweatshirt. Every single person. It's almost like going to a Colts game because every person there has an 18 or a 12 jersey. Every person there. And every person at every hockey game wears the sweater of their team. And I'll tell you why, too. One of the reasons. I went to a Hawks game in the summer three, 4 years ago. I'm upper deck in the end zone. It was freezing. It was in the summer because it's the Western Conference Finals I was at. Freezing. Those buildings, I mean, it is freaking cold in there. So everybody has to have a sweater. You go to the game in the summer because the NHL, the playoffs last, oh, like you said, they probably won't be in the playoffs, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, so a fun playoff conversation.
But yeah, well.
When does the NHL start?
How about this? If you get a good GM and he picks up good players, you might go.
When does the NHL start? I literally don't know.
Well, same as about basketball. Right,
oh,
before
good.
Basketball.
So, good. So we can ignore them while football's going on, too.
Yeah, right.
Good, good. When So they're still playing when football ends? Okay, then I can maybe pay attention. Oh, wait, no! Spring training. Pitchers and catchers reporting. And now, football never dies, because the Alliance of American Football's coming, and then the XFL's coming. You know what? If you're going to buy hockey season tickets, save your money and buy twice as many XFL tickets.
Oh, twice?
You'll have more fun.
You'll get about 10 times as many XFL tickets.
It'll be a better investment.
I guess if we're looking for candidates for their Bring Hockey to Houston council, Cody won't be.
I don't think Cody's going to be on the
he's
council.
Not be on, he's
build
not
another,
the council.
Tillman, build another hotel. Don't waste your money on a hockey team.
You're pissing off a lot of people that love hockey, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be a tough go. Tillman, you spent $2.2 billion on that basketball team. That's 12 and 14.
Does he want two awful teams on his
resume?
I don't know,
dude. If I'm advising Tillman, I would be the same. I would say, oh, I don't know, dude. I don't know that that's going to make it here, if you want to know the truth. All right, let's talk right now. So you know who's making it here is Jeff Arano. He should buy the hockey team. With all of the work that this dude's got, it's unbelievable. All right. He likes to go spend it at the Nugget, but that's okay. That's all right. I don't care what he does with his mom. I'm not pocket watching Jeff Arano, whatever he wants to do. But here's the deal. If you want an outdoor patio, an outdoor kitchen, and this is kind of a big deal. You can buy entire, like we've told you before, at Texas Star Grill Shop, you can buy the entire kitchen. Putting in all of those stuff, the countertops and everything else, you might ask Jeff Aronoff to get that job done. Or Jeff can help you do the entire thing. He helped us do ours when we did it, and we had a crate, we had a refrigerator out there, he put a spot for, you know, a wastebasket, a couple of grills, two grills that we had set up there, our Saber and our Traeger. We had a nice place to eat as well, and Jeff did all of that, and it was unbelievable how well he did it and how affordably he did it. So if you're looking for a great way to get that outdoor patio, let's go. You call Jeff Aronoff, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Tell him you heard it right here.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just looking at some of the hockey stuff. I mean, we won't stay too long on this. Somebody said, well, look at the southern cities and see how they're doing. Dallas is actually still doing okay. They're averaging 18,000 a game at home. Chicago's leading the way at 21,000 per game. Montreal, obviously, Toronto, those people. Tampa is averaging 19,000, but they're in first place. So, and they've had, you know, one of the good things is they won early. Now, that's not an indicator here, though, because the Dynamo won early when they were here. And then let's face it. I think that's a pretty good comparison, the Dynamo, because it's a fringe sport, especially here it's a fringe sport, that people, you know, had to you got to be in love with that sport to really support it on a nightly basis. And hockey, there's a lot of home games that you'd have to support. The Comets had four championships early on and then folded while the rest of the league is still there, yet they folded here in the place where there were four championships in the first 4 years. So the places that do have in Dallas, they had some success early on, and I think Dallas really attached itself to that team, so they're still doing fine.
When the Stars were really good, the Mavericks kind of stunk, right?
Yeah.
And then the baseball team's 30, 40 miles away. So the hockey's right there in the middle of the city. So decent support.
Yeah.
Basketball team stunk. And all right, so you can support that. Like someone on the text line said Tampa. Okay, that's great. Tampa's baseball sucks. It always sucks. Okay, no pro basketball there.
Football sucks.
And then their football sucked most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, was anybody going to Lightning games when Gruden and the Bucks were good? I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know if the Lightning were there when Gruden and the Bucks were good. Back in 2000, I don't know when the Lightning got there.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. But I will say this. Sport that would be exciting, you know, I just don't want Tillman to go bankrupt. That's all.
At some point, there's a saturation point. You mentioned it. You've already got the Astros, the Rockets, and the Texans. Then you've got the Dynamo. XFL's coming. The Sabercats. UH basketball is good. Okay. The baseball teams in town are good.
The Sugarland Skeeters.
The Skeeters. At some point, there's a saturation point. It doesn't make sense to have all this stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I do know this. We do have our Houston Texans. And Jadeveon Clowney jumped off sides. And what would you do if you were the – honestly, what do you say to him if you're the coach? Now, and he didn't lose the game for you, but you lost any chance you had of winning the game. So when you're the coach, you're like – and how many penalties, how many pre-snap penalties does Jadeveon have now?
Oh, Clowney's got – I think he's one of the highest – or he's one of the most penalized defensive linemen in football, I believe.
Yeah. Eight penalties involving a defensive pre-snap penalty. Now, he does have 7 sacks and 12 tackles for loss. So, 19 behind the line of scrimmage. He wants to get off quickly, but he is penalized for jumping early. You know, everybody in that locker room was just like, or on that sideline, was just like, really, dude? Really?
I mean, they the alignment, Luck's approach to the line, the hard count, that was all about Clowney. That was all about Clowney. Reich had it ready for Clowney.
And it was third down. They were going to take a timeout. They weren't going to take a penalty because it was third down. But my goodness, I think you're right. I think that was all aimed at 90. All aimed at 90. Afterwards, Bill O'Brien, yesterday, I guess, talked about, or maybe it was Monday, talked about the guy, about Clowney jumping offside and what he said to him.
I don't think you have to say much to him, Dale. I really don't. I mean, these guys are pros. He's a good guy. You know, he knows that, and again, like I said the other day, that didn't lose the game. There were a lot of things that led up to that. He's an aggressive player. Quarterbacks always do a good job of trying to get our guys, you know, they're aggressive guys. I mean, to try to get them to jump, and Andrew did a nice job on that, and, you know, we jumped. But, there's not too much you need to say. I mean, he's an adult, and he's a pro, and he knows.
And Clowney was pretty upset with himself Sunday after the game.
He left.
He's out of the locker room. He's not talking. He didn't want to talk about it.
That's kind of weak, though. Now, he doesn't talk all the time anyway, but to leave all the other guys hanging and answer that question as opposed to you.
I think probably one of the most frustrating things about Clowney is that when he wants to talk, when he's on, he's one of the best quotes. He's one of the best talkers on the team. But sometimes, I guess for whatever reason, he's just tired of it, or he's annoyed by the media, or he just doesn't care, or doesn't see the benefit. But sometimes you get like kind of the stock stuff. The generic, hey, we got to stop the run. Hey, that's, you know, we got to rush the passer. But when he's actually like, they let him, when he's himself and he's funny and he's excited to talk to the media, typically coinciding with him on a roll on the field, one of the best talkers and one of the best quotes on the team. It's so frustrating that, like, I bet you would have gotten an honest and raw Clowney in that moment. Like, he was very upset with himself. And I'm sure he had to hear it from the teammates, Romeo Crennel. You've seen the video on social media, Bill O'Brien kind of throwing his hands up.
Yeah.
You know, and with O'Brien's comment, there's not much you say to him. Yeah, there's not much you say to him. Because the guy was a terror against the Colts for the rest of the game. Like, one of the only guys consistently rushing the passer, destroys rushing attacks. Like, you're going to have to live with some of the blemishes on his game, and he jumps offside sometimes. Mm. Now, the Colts are going to get that first down. It was 3rd and 1. They were getting whatever they wanted. Most of the game, I think they were going to get the first down. And even then, if you don't, they're going to punt it. Then you got to get in the field goal range. And we all know how the Texans do that.
Well, you hope. Well, it was 3rd down. I mean, 3rd and 1, you could stop them, and then they would have had a punt because they're not going to try to go for it on 4th and 1 and give you the ball right there like they did in Indiana. I think Frank Reich might have learned his lesson from that one.
So
you got to do is stop them from 1 yard, and you know what? You got a shot. Well, at least you get the ball again. I don't know. Hey, there's boneheaded plays all the time. I'm with you. That was aimed at 90, and he just can't stop himself. He just can't.
The dumbest thing Texans fans do is all of a sudden, because he jumped off sides there and they don't get a chance to go get the field goal and tie the game up, or they don't get a chance to stop him on 3rd down, make him punt and get the field goal. The dumbest thing Texans fans do is act like he didn't have a good game after that. It's like, oh, he stinks. What a bust. Like, go watch the game. Go. There are Colts offensive linemen that are thanking God that they don't have to play Jadeveon Clowney again this week. Okay? That they don't have to see a guy like that on their schedule for the rest of the year.
Well, they might in the first round of the playoffs.
Don't.
No, that the Texans and Colts could be playing.
If that happens.
Absolutely. That's a real possibility.
Indianapolis is coming in here and sending you home early. If they play the Colts in the first round.
That is totally not true.
If they play the Colts in the first round, the Colts are coming in here and sending you home.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I totally disagree. I think the Texans take care of that business. I'm not worried about any of those teams. I'm not worried about the Ravens or the Dolphins or the Colts. The Texans move on. There is no question in my mind. 7-4. Yeah, they'll move on. The Dolphins.
There should be a question in your mind.
There's no question.
Considering we know what that defense turns into against just even a good
elite passers can't do anything against this team.
Seems like you are mistaken.
Really? Because they're 1-1 the last 2 weeks against elite passers.
Right. Baker Mayfield currently is not an elite passer.
Oh, really? 397 yards.
That's fine. He's still not an elite quarterback. We saw what happens when they play elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck put up numbers. Tom Brady put up numbers.
Screw Andrew Luck. The Texans take care of that business next time they can. Oh, what is their record against them? 1-1 right now. So,
it should be 1-0-1 if not for Frank Reich. But
guess what? Frank Reich's still their coach.
And he put together a game plan on Sunday that beat you.
Yeah, no. The Texans just beat them.
Jadeveon
Clowney beat him because he sucks.
Oh, okay.
And he sucked the whole game and he jumped offside.
Huh. Seems like you're ignoring number 12 for the Colts.
Yeah, no, screw him. I ain't worried about that.
Is Oliver listening?
Really?
Did you say screw his son?
Yeah, I hope he is. I hope he is.
Hey, if Oliver's listening, you might need a broadcast home for that XFL team.
Right here.
I'm not trying to make any deals for Mr. Gow, but I think
ESPN
he'd like
97.5.
Have a conversation with you.
7:48, time for me to talk about you having relations. Yeah, how's that going for you? Is there any doubt in your mind? Is there any issue? Have you had an issue? Are you uncertain whether or not you're going to be able to get the job done? Well, make that a certainty, okay? And I don't know if it's 100% certainty, but it certainly does help a bunch. All you got to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. And if you're having any kind of problems in the boudoir, it's simple. How about this solution as opposed to going to the doctor's office, taking off of work, sitting in the doctor's office, waiting to see the doctor, having to talk to him. He gives you a prescription that costs you millions of dollars. Well, not millions, but just under that. Well, how about going to the website, fourhymns.com/John5. You online, you're able to chat with a doctor. You're able to get your medication, generic medication, for $5. The whole thing costs $5 as opposed to the hundreds that you would literally spend at going to the doctor's office. I'm not even joking. $5 versus hundreds of dollars. Please, please, please. All you got to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. Save yourself some money at fourhymns.com/John5. This is how we do. We make a movie.
can act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 752, ESPN 97.5. I heard a few places that we're doing it. We'll get you Ed Foley. If you haven't heard Ed Foley, he is the interim Temple coach. And, man, is he excited about being at the Independence Bowl. He is, I mean, you talk about a dude that just can't wait. I mean, like, the Independence Bowl is, it's like the super, it is the biggest game maybe ever. Duke and Temple in this one. If you can't get excited, you got them ready, though? If you can't get excited playing for Ed Foley, I don't know how you can get excited.
But our football team is going to come down here ready to play. We're going to practice really hard. We're going to play really hard. I hope that we play well, but I know that we'll play hard. And we're going to find out about Duke, and we're going to find out about Temple, and we're going to find out about which one of those football clubs wants to hit each other harder or longer. That's what we're going to decide here on the 27th. While we're getting ready to do that, I hope that you see the finest group of young men that's ever been through Shreveport. I hope you have a chance to see them hold a door open for you or say thank you for being here or be truly appreciative because, guys, I love this team. And I love these players, and I know you will too when you get around. Please get around our players. They are going to love you. They are going to love Shreveport, and you're going to love them. And they are going to be so appreciative of being here. Guys, it's going to be one of the greatest teams that you've ever had here. I promise you that. So we're fired up to be here. Thank you to everybody for having us.
That dude, can I tell you? I mean, they are going to, I mean, his players are the nicest young men in the history of football. They are going to put their napkins on their laps. They are going to eat with the right salad fork. They're going to open car doors. They're going to walk the elderly across the street. You want to talk about a great bunch of great young men? Ed Foley's young men.
Even the people of Shreveport are like, all right, man, chill out.
Did you hear the guy laughing in the background?
Like, yeah, he was like, really, dude?
Relax, man. We know what this bowl game is. Relax.
Really? Do we know what this bowl game is?
They do.
With these great young men playing in it?
They're aware of what they are.
Listen.
I know after today. I know. Duke by a million. That's what I know.
You're going to like Duke? When this guy is getting you fired up before the game?
Yeah, Duke by a million.
That's fine. It'll be great when they're down by 20 and Temple's interviewing their new head coach. up in the press box, and he's looking down. Hey, man, the announcers are like, I know this isn't going well for you, but I know you got to be excited to be the Temple head coach. He goes, yeah, the guys are playing hard. They're not playing well, but they're playing hard.
You're damn right.
Like Coach Foley said they would.
Yeah, Coach Foley says they're playing hard. I don't care from start to finish, every play. We're never giving up.
It's Shreveport. If it's going poorly early, they will stop playing.
Oh, they will never stop playing.
Yes, they will.
Not for Coach Ed Foley, they won't.
We will find out pretty quickly how much.
I'm putting everything on Coach Ed Foley.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Now, does he not look like Chris Farley?
I mean, if Chris Farley was still alive.
Well, Chris Farley's dead. But
I said if he was alive, a current Chris Farley might look like him.
But he does look like, and if you haven't heard yet, I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, this came out yesterday. But he is Matt Foley, who's in a van down by the river. I mean, he literally is.
Here's me, here's Matt.
That's exactly right.
Here's Duke, here's Temple.
That's and here's Hart playing, here's not. Okay?
You'll have plenty of time to play football in the Independence Bowl when you're living in a van down by the river.
I feel like whoever Temple hires may put Matt, may put this coach down by river in a van, because I don't know if he's going to be retained.
If I don't know,
he's been there 11 years.
He's been through multiple head coaches.
Well, I don't know how you couldn't hire him.
Special teams coordinator and tight ends.
I don't know how you couldn't. He comes into the office. He comes into that interview screaming how we're going to play great football.
What are the chances he
love Ed Foley
slaps other coaches on the ass guy in the hallway?
Oh.
100%.
I don't know about
100%. Hey, about good that. Job.
I don't know
good
about
job.
That. But there's a definitely 100% chance that when he leaves the room after going through all his histrionics, the other coaches laugh. They just snicker and like.
There is that going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ed's excited today. Ed's a little like, oh, really? Today? Ed's a little excited. I think Ed gets up every day. Just can't wait to do two things. Eat and go coach football. Okay? You coach great young men. Now, here's the problem, is it's Duke football. If this was Duke basketball that they were playing, the great young men from Temple and the great young men on the Duke basketball team, okay? Oh, you mean the kids that get great grades, they graduate, they win championships?
How do you know they get great grades?
Okay.
How do you know
they accidentally trip people? No. Okay, those kids?
How do you know they get great grades?
Because they graduate. Oh, yeah, Grant Hill. Thomas Hill didn't get great grades. Bobby Hurley.
I mean, Duke is still about.
Do you know what you know?
Duke
Woj?
Is still a institution who loves to win. I feel like they would massage grades if they needed to.
Oh no!
Hold on.
Christian Laettner was wearing his sweater around his neck, going to class, taking notes.
You don't think Zion Williamson's over in advanced mathematics right now?
Well, yeah, he could be. Yeah,
yeah.
Zion's
yeah.
got a. When's they hope to be playing in the Final Four, which is early April. Zion won't take a class after in the tournament. He won't take a class.
Oh, really?
No.
I think Zion, that's all he cares about is getting that degree. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So no. He went to a fine institute like
that's
Duke.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Hard to get out, hard to get in, easy to get out. Duke University.
Zion won't spend much time at Duke after the tournament's over. I don't remember. He might sit courtside on a day off, like if he's like in North Carolina for a game against the Hornets, he might show up, but that's the extent of Zion's time at Duke after the tournament's over.
Listen, how many women have to tell Big Ed Foley that we're just friends? Probably quite a few. I think of you as a brother. Yeah. Big Philly's coaching now. Hey, Lance Erline. No, that's not Big Philly. That's Ed Foley, and I'm excited to play for him. I really am. 8 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about, Yuval. Yuval is the best. Yuval has it going. Nobody has it going on like Yuval does over Texas Mattress Makers. You want to talk about the best sleep at the best price. He does it every single in this holiday season. He's doing it again. It is nonstop. People, if you are looking for the best deals in the city of Houston, I'm seeing other, like, we've got, two mattresses for one and all of this. I'm telling you, you're still getting a better deal at Texas Mattress Makers. I don't care how many mattresses these other people give you. You're getting a better deal at Texas Mattress Makers because that's just the way that Yuval does it every single time. You're dreaming of an adjustable bed? $499 for the queen. That is the lowest price in Houston guaranteed. You win big. Thanks to the hardworking crew of sleep specialists, wood carvers, quilters at Texas Mattress Makers. Their hard work, much appreciated. I sleep better. Every bed, every mattress in our home is from Texas Mattress Makers. A lot of 20 and 30-year-olds are still sleeping on hand-me-down beds. Why? You can afford something fitted for you at factory direct prices right now at Texas Mattress Makers. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, across from the Katy Mills Mall, or 4619 Navigation Corner Lockwood. The best sleep at the best price this holiday season. Make it a 25th to remember with 25% off all showroom models right now at Texas Mattress Makers. Hashtag it, get mentions for it. Make you love it, get it trending more. And then
act humble, hit some bull that some dude. Are you a questioner? A wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville.
we've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.